Hello, and welcome to Essential Alchemy. Alchemy is defined as the power or process that changes or transforms something in a mysterious or impressive way. My hope is that the information in this podcast can help you transform your mood, your energy, physical health, or even connect some dots to help you shift your mental or emotional state. I'm your host, Jodi Cohen, a best-selling author, award-winning journalist, functional practitioner, lifelong learner, and founder of Vibrant Blue Oils, a company that sells proprietary blends of high-quality organic or wildcrafted essential oil remedies designed to help you return to your ideal mental, physical, and emotional state. You can find out more about me and my company at vibrantblueoils.com. And with that, let's get started with today's episode. Hi, I'm Jodi Cohen, your host, and I'm so incredibly excited for this very thought-provoking conversation we're going to have with my dear friend, Dr. Greg Eckel, who is a naturopathic and Chinese medicine practitioner. He uses a variety of tools, including frequency, which we're going to talk about, to treat acute and chronic illness, emphasizing on prevention and wellness principles. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Jodi.
So our topic today is frequency is the future of medicine. Could you unpack that a little bit for our listeners who
don't know what
frequency is?
Yeah, you know, we grew up with Newtonian physics of going from point A to point B with time in between. And it's a mattered world of where what we learned and how we think about medicine with physiology and biochemistry, which are really valid. And I love all of the research behind that. But there's also this new kid on the block, which isn't so new, which is quantum physics, that can explain, you know, basically frequency as waveforms. And, you know, I think the best description of that are these, like, you know, devices that we hold in our, you know, mega computers, where there's frequency bringing particles of information in and it gets interpreted on that. Well, if we can understand that with our technology, that is also our bodies. Our bodies are the biggest receptor, the embodiment of bringing information in. I mean, it's actually quite miraculous when you think about it, of, you know, sight and sound and touch and feeling and taste, like all of our senses, and then our parasensory abilities with intuition and serendipity and all of those things, where that's in the frequency, where we say frequency creates form or matter. So, you know, one way that I think about it as we are light beings being compressed down into mattered. This mattered body is the slowest waveform. And in fact, so slow that we feel like it's physical, right? And that it gets to this point. So when we talk about frequency and frequency medicine, easier terms to think about are light or sound, are two major frequencies that I really have been saying over the last decade, that is the future of medicine. And it actually, when you look at it, it could have been the beginning of time as well, right? You know, some of this technology comes from way, way back when you look at some of the early Vedic textbooks out of India, 8,000 years old, and they had mantras or sounds that you emit for the different chakra centers of the body to help heal the body. And so it is bringing basically cutting edge therapeutics through an ancient lens that I really like to talk about with where we're going as a species and actually how we heal on a deep and profound level.
Well, it would be interesting to see kind of the genesis of your practice, because you started as a chiropractor, and I'm just curious, like, what you were treating and what you have added in and how you've seen that enhance healing.
Sure. Well, yeah. So I started as naturopathic provider, naturopathic physician and Chinese medicine practitioner. So I do physical medicine as well. I don't do chiropractic, though. I do naturopathic manipulation technique, which nobody's really ever heard of. But it is the more physical forms, using herbs, using diet, using movement, using mindset, lifestyle medicine, treating environment along, you know, more of the biochemistry physiology rather than doing
big pharma and the biology.
Yeah, do it more with herbs or more natural supplements. So you're totally spot on there. Now, I have always been tuned into energetics. You know, finding one of my favorite music band, the Grateful Dead, that I credit for getting me out of Johnstown, Pennsylvania, which I love Johnstown, Pennsylvania, and my kindred family there. But it is also coal and steel country. And, you know, I come from a long line of alcoholism, and there's reason for that in those hills.
Followed the Dead to Oregon?
I followed the Grateful Dead. I actually chose my undergraduate school by how many Grateful Dead shows I could see on the East Coast. So wow. I know, fun fact about Dr. Greg, but I, you know, it's coming full circle now because now I can actually prescribe psychedelics clinically to help heal deep-seated traumas and ancestral trauma. So it's like I was made for this, Jody. Yeah. So, you know, that energetic opening that I found there through psychedelics as a youngster really tuned me into the energetics of plants, the energetics of smells, essential oils, you know, different routes of transmission of information. And then kind of fast forward 16 years into practice where I really going through personal tragedy with my wife at the time, Soraya, who developed rapidly progressing memory issues and unexplained. And I always knew that Soraya was one in a million. Unfortunately, she got the diagnosis of CJD, which is Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which is kind of a one in a million diagnosis. Which is a prion disorder, misfolded proteins, which is rapidly progressing dementia and then death. And, you know, navigating that with our kids and my practice and life in general, which I do not wish on anyone, but that's my path. It, in a weird way, ripped my heart open, as you could imagine, but reinstated my faith in the oneness of all. In unity consciousness of, hey, you know, and I could be making this story up and I don't really care if I'm making this story up because I came through wholehearted and really just totally grateful for this time together and the preciousness of life and just a deep appreciation and gratitude for the beauty that is around us and the preciousness of life. But that we wrote the story before we got here because it was so tragic of like, I never knew, you know, I was in relationship for 8 years, married, and I didn't know that you could have a relationship like that with anybody on the planet before I met her. And for a variety of reasons, it's just kind of that's where I was in my lifespan. And so that aspect has really allowed me, it opened me up to even broader, kind of more the statement, you know, you are the universe, the universe is you or in you, is this statement that I had been saying for a long time. It's a, you know, training in Chinese medicine. It's in the ancient textbooks. But then to actually experience that as the, you know, the little, you know, the nebulous of the universe spinning out and waking up as star, that's a whole nother level of understanding of the unity consciousness and oneness principle. And so to be able to speak directly to the matter with people because of just my lived experience and my truths has really had profound effects across the board. I mean, the you know, using, I didn't want my suffering to be for naught. And so really turning that, what could have been massive, and it was tragedy. I mean, I don't, again, wish loss like that on anyone. But to navigate it with open heart and come through whole and with the understanding and just that deep appreciation and love, it really kind of gave me like unleash Dr. Greg, let's say, and it allows me to speak directly into the matter and then really bring forth some of these new therapeutics that to affect change quicker, really. And one of my implicit, now explicit goals is helping create heaven on earth faster than we ever dreamed possible. And really educating people about their full potential and their glory and greatness of what we're actually capable of, because I see it every day in clinic and every year I'm in practice, I get more and more confident speaking into that truth.
I love everything you said, and I can comment on so much of it. Like, I think pain is a great catalyst. Mm. Because there are places you would not choose to go if you didn't have to. And I think when you're in pain, you have to go through certain things to get out of it. So thank you for taking that tragedy and kind of using it to mobilize, like helping the rest of us. I do want to get into some of the frequency tools that you have. This amazing clinic now in Park City. And is that the only one, or do you have more?
Park City and Portland, Oregon. We have two centers currently. And, you know, right now the names are Be Vital PC and Nature Cures Clinic. And we're actually coming together as Energy for Life Centers. There's a movement for wanting more energy for life and the component of allowing humans to thrive. So, you know, yes, we deal with imbalances. We deal with pain, fatigue, mental health issues, chronic fatigue, pain. I specialize in brain regeneration just after going through that whole saga with Soraya and looking and discovering, you know, really taking a stand for people and getting their lives back. And it has uncovered a whole swath of, you know, from laser activated and guided very small embryonic like stem cell treatments to using the voice as a hologram to measure the biofield or the bioenergetics of the being, to beaming on almost like a tricorder of my health device, a PEMF, carrying information packets for healing. You know, we're getting into some really, we're programming IV bags with specific information for people based off of their voice scan. So it's really, we're using sound bowls to, as we deliver stem cells intranasally into the brain, we're using these super grade sound bowls to resonate around the brain and allow it to go deeper into consciousness and cavernous expanses of the brain. So we're going out there and we're getting some phenomenal results.
Layering frequencies. So one of the questions that we started with the biology. So yeah. How does the frequency and affect the biology? How is the quantum like upstream from the biology?
Sure. So that component of Newtonian physics that I started with, going point A to point B with time in between. Well, now we can stand that up where time doesn't exist. And when you look at all of the great textbooks and kind of all of the different you know, traditional religious past, they basically, time doesn't exist. We only have right now. And so the construct, you know, it gets a little heady and out there quick, but there's a lot of research to support what I'm saying here. So we can move upstream out of a time continuum where this takes time to make this change, and we can stack it on itself and create, when you start changing the frequencies, the form will change instantaneously. So you can move upstream where, again, that picture of us as light beings being compressed down into this body, into the mattered form. Well, if we go back up into the light and start getting into that quantum understanding where time doesn't exist, you can actually get instantaneous changes in the human being in this 3D form. So we use measurements on biofields or bioenergetics around the body to then inform the intelligence of ourselves. There's an innate intelligence that animates the whole thing. And we can put in reminders to say, no, this is where you want to be. This is Wellville. This is thriving. This is health. And it just reminds the innate intelligence, because we really, that is our nature, is to be pure, whole, healed, in thriving mode. And then we kind of come down to this curriculum, and there's a big learning environment. So that's where, you know, where I said we wrote this story before we got here.
Well, just to chime in on that, I did, you know, Max died when he was 12 and someone suggested that I look at his natal chart and see if that was in there, and it was. So I have considered that as well. And just to anchor in what that means for people, like I sometimes do lymph drainage massage, and for me, congestion occurs at the liver. So then things are backlogged, and I've had a practitioner laser the liver, and immediately the liver opens up and then the lymph flows. So is that relevant to what you were talking about, to the immediate shift?
It really is. So, you know, as a Chinese medicine practitioner, we'll just use the liver, right? The liver gets constrained and energy stops flowing. Well, how do you measure that energy? Well, they, you know, we can measure your pulses. We can look at your tongue. We can do biofield scans. We can do, you know, voice scans. And what that is, you're putting a laser, which is light, shining on the liver, feeding the mitochondria, which are the energy factories, which then are light receptors, basically. And that organ network then opens up and the lymph starts flowing. Well, that's the frequency influencing the form, right? So there's a continuum in there. It's not just ethereal bodies of, like, you know, non-existent form. It's I want to know, how do we influence the embodiment of these things and create health? So that's one way you can do sound, the same thing. You can do it with different frequencies of sound, different, you know, 432 hertz or, you know, 369 hertz or 963 hertz. There's different frequencies that vibrate cells at different rates that can clear traumas, can help reset back to a natural or healthy state. So we do it with light. We do it with waveforms like pulsed electromagnetic frequency, PEMF, or low-level laser therapy. The acupuncture needles do this as well by changing the microtubule structure, which is positive and negative ions in the connective tissue or the living matrix, where the lymph is, and sometimes the lymph gets in there and creates blockages. So we use these techniques to open up the energetic pathways, which then has a result on the biochemistry and physiology. And we're actually showing much quicker change for people as well by doing that.
Yeah, I've noticed that myself. I sometimes have my liver and my gallbladder are my fun organs. So if I'm starting to feel a little nauseous or getting a headache, I'm like, oh, look, it's my gallbladder. And tuning forks seem to hit the fastest.
Yeah. Open that up. So it's that vibration that reminds the innate intelligence to say, wait a minute, I'm not vibrating properly. Or this is the whole concept when you look at, you know, you can't do something, you have to be the thing for the change to happen. And it's like, right. Well, how do you vibrate at a love vibration? One, you can listen to sounds that are in that love frequency. You can emulate in your heart with gratitude and love of thinking. And a lot of people think, well, I don't understand. What are you talking about, Dr. Greg? Like, you know, this thing about self-love. Well, if it was your child or your animal, think about how you love them. You know, you could put that into a glass of water and then drink the water for yourself. Yeah. If you have trouble envisioning or thinking about how do you direct the energy for you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a, you know, it opens up a lot of possibilities and a lot of therapeutic pathways that people hadn't really considered before, but we have more and more research to support it. So it's less woo. And it's fun to say woo woo, but it's actually when people discount it or say, oh, that's too woo woo. It's like, well, they're actually not reading the research out there.
Well, and I wonder, I mean, there's so many things, like you just dropped so many pearls that people could try immediately. Like, you know, when they're having a gratitude moment, like holding their water and pouring the love into the water and then drinking it. What are some other kind of low hanging fruit things that you recommend people try at home? Like if, you know, if they're curious and they're like, I don't, you know, maybe I'll fly to Park City and see you, but let me try some other things.
Yeah. So their starting spots are really, I mean, out of gratitude is where you can get into a process, which is gratitude, intention, surrender, and trust, which is the GIST method. We're going to be bringing that out over this next year, where first you get into a sense of gratitude, And then you can put in an intention. But first you have to get into gratitude. Like, what are you grateful for? I'm looking out my window here in Portland, Oregon. The trees are starting to bud. There's actually sunshine today on the red brick library building. I mean, that view is phenomenal. And blue sky, like, that is unheard of in the Northwest. So I'm very grateful for a sunny spring day. There's more energy with people, you know, even though my kids say it doesn't make a difference to them, I see the difference. That's essential.
It's sunny in Seattle too. It's like, I walk my dogs every day and I can tell you when it's sunny, people are happier.
People are smiling, right? And so, but we have deep gratitude and appreciation for that. So that's one, getting into gratitude. Obviously, a lot of people talk about it, a lot of research on that. I, as a naturopathic practitioner and physician, really recommend, you know, nature, getting out into nature. There's no such thing as bad weather, only bad gear. So getting out into Mother Nature, it's our home, it's our planet. And just taking micro moments, as my cousin Lynn, we used to go hiking and she'd be like, there's macro and micro moments. Make sure you take the micro moments, is like looking at the ferns, looking at the soil, looking at the flower, looking at the butterfly, appreciating the bird song, or whatever those things are. It is so magnificent, right? It's a 1 in 500 million chance of being born. And somehow we take it as like this burden on us, like, oh, I've got life. Like, it's a miracle that we're even here, folks. So like getting into that deep appreciation, getting out at the wonders of nature. I like to say, you know, I'll watch the trees breathe. That's one of my monikers, of watching the trees breathe. I love trees. So just watching how the wind moves them, how they can bend with like massive wind, but they've got that strong, strong core of roots. So they're able to be rooted even with the winds of change going. And so to emulate that personally, it's like, that's where I will go. If I just get overwhelmed, or, you know, dangerous neighborhood to go into by yourself, right? So to get out of the mind, you get out and watch the trees breathe. Yeah.
You know what I used to do with my kids sometimes is tell them to look for hearts, you know, like the clouds on the flowers. And it's funny, when you start looking for hearts, you find them.
Yes. You see them everywhere.
Yeah. Exactly. Wonderful. Well, these are all such great starting tools. Thank you so much. Can you say again where people can find you and find your clinic?
Yes, energyforlifecenters.com, energyforlife.centers, bevitalpc.com, and naturecuresclinic.com, a whole slew of them.
Amazing. You have some complimentary resources, right?
We do. We have a lot of handouts. You can do, if you're interested in that voice scan, you can definitely go to the front page and we'll give you a free voice scan and we can talk about it.
That's so cool. Thank you so much for your time and your brilliance. This was so fun.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope this podcast empowered you with some useful information and takeaways. If you liked this episode, please consider sharing a positive review or subscribing. I would also love to offer you my free parasympathetic toolkit as a gift just for listening. It will teach you how to activate the most important nerve in your body to turn on your ability to heal. This free toolkit includes a checklist, a video, and a detailed guide. If this podcast prompted any questions, you could always find answers at my blog at vibrantblueoils.com, or my book, Essential Oils to Boost the Brain and Heal the Body. Until next time, wishing you vibrant health.